We shouldn't seek to find the ultimate right answer for ourselves, but rather, we should seek to chip away at the ways that we're doing wrong today so that we can be a little less wrong tomorrow. When viewed from this perspective, personal growth can actually be quite scientific. Our values are our hypotheses. This behavior is good and important. That other behavior is not. Our actions are the experiments. The resulting emotions and thought patterns are our data. There is no correct dogma or perfect ideology. There is only what your experience has shown you to be right for you. And even then, that experience is probably somewhat wrong too. And because you and I and everybody else all have differing needs and personal histories and life circumstances, we will all inevitably come to differing correct answers about what our lives mean and how they should be lived. My correct answer involves traveling alone for years on end, living in obscure places and laughing at my own farts. Or at least that was the correct answer up until recently. That answer will change and evolve because I change and evolve. And as I grow older and more experienced, I chip away at how wrong I am, becoming less and less wrong each day. Many people become so obsessed with being right about their life that they never end up actually living it. A certain woman is single and lonely and wants a partner, but she never gets out of the house and does anything about it. A certain man works his ass off and believes he deserves a promotion, but he never explicitly says that to his boss. They're told that they're afraid of failure, of rejection, of someone saying no. But that's not it. Sure, rejection hurts, failure sucks. But there are particular certainties that we hold on to, certainties that we're afraid to question or let go of, values that have given our lives meaning over the years. That woman doesn't get out there and date because she would be forced to confront her beliefs about her own desirability. That man doesn't ask for the promotion because he would have to confront his beliefs about what his skills are actually worth. It's easier to sit in a painful certainty that nobody finds you attractive and nobody appreciates your talents than to actually test those beliefs and find out for sure. Beliefs of this sort, that I'm not attractive enough, so why bother, or that my boss is an asshole, so why bother, are designed to give us moderate comfort now by mortgaging greater happiness and success later on. They're terrible long-term strategies, yet we cling to them because we assume we're right, because we assume we already know what's supposed to happen. In other words, we assume we know how the story ends. Certainty is the enemy of growth. Nothing is for certain until it has already happened, and even then, it's still debatable. That's why accepting the inevitable imperfections of our values is necessary for any growth to take place. Instead of striving for certainty, we should be in constant search of doubt. Doubt about our own beliefs. Doubt about our own feelings.